Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Good day to each of our listeners. I have a question that I see is listed on our Facebook accounts as soon as we log in. Facebook asks the question, and so do I. What's on your mind? Our minds are constantly running, filled with thoughts, worries, and the ups and downs of life. If you are like me, turning on the TV reveals the issues of life. Get a text, and even more issues of life show up. Issues. With family, there are more issues of life. When you look at social media, there is another blog reporting some senseless shooting. There is some sort of political issue. Look at social media and it's the church. You can never run from it. You can think it goes away, but it just takes a break, but never leaves us. Issues. Social media asks, what's on your mind? And too often our minds are weighed down by stress, uncertainty, and the challenges we face daily. But instead of dwelling on the burdens, we need to focus on something greater, the love of God. God's love is unshakable, endless, and life-changing. When we choose to center our thoughts on Him, we find peace in the chaos, strength in the struggle, and joy in the midst of difficulties. His word reminds us, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Isaiah 26:3. Keeping God's love on our minds doesn't just bless us. It allows us to share His love with others. Every interaction, every conversation, every moment is an opportunity to be a reflection of His kindness, grace, and mercy. So today, let's shift our focus. Let's replace stress with worship, replace worry with faith, and replace negativity with the overwhelming, never-ending love of God. And as we do, let's share that love through words, through actions, through genuine compassion. God's love is on my mind. Now the question is, what's on yours?